As farmers on the North Queensland coast continue assessing the damage from the devastating Cyclone Debbie, the New South Wales coastline has received record rainfall and high winds in the previous days. I caught up with New South Wales Farmers Director Paul Shoker, who grows bananas, cucumbers and avocados in Coffs Harbour.
After a very dry 2016, we've had a fair bit of rain in February, March, and I guess all eyes were on Cyclone Debbie. And went across the Queensland coast. We didn't expect it to affect us here with the rain that it's dumped in northern New South Wales.
How much rain have you had dumped on your property? And I guess from speaking around town as well.
Yeah, well, I guess we've had about 120 to 130 mils here in Coffs Harbour, up towards Lismore, Casino. This totals well in excess of 350 mils. And that comes on the back of wet weather about 2 weeks ago as well. So catchments are all very wet, and this just adds on to that.
High winds today. Yeah, can you tell us how your crop's looking, obviously, as a banana, cucumber and avocado grower?
Yeah, well, as the ground's so wet, the bananas in particular are quite susceptible to falling over. We're just this morning going about trying to save as much of the crop we can. We don't expect too much damage, but we've got wind gusts 80, 90 kilometres an hour, so I guess this is pushing the rain away, but the wind is, always a bit of a concern.
How much crop loss are you expecting, and what sort of things do you do today to try and salvage as much as you can?
Yeah, well, I'm not expecting huge losses, but maybe that 10-15% mark. But what we are doing is just, staking the bananas to make sure that there's a bit of extra support for them. I guess that's all we can do right now. It's we can't really do much more than that, yeah.
Exactly right. Now, when was the last time you experienced a weather system like this one?
I guess it was, we had our last major east coast low in June 2016, so we're still recovering from that. So it's probably the last thing you want heading into the cooler period again as everything slows down. Generally speaking, it's just not ideal. It's not been a good couple of years for us here.
Now, what do you need from here?
We'd like for it to probably stop raining, the wind to die down, and probably for the weather to get warmer again. We don't really want, and get back into production, I guess. One silver lining is that most of our commodity prices are actually pretty strong right now because of recent damage. So, once this weather clears, we can hopefully try and at least make a bit of money out of that.
New South Wales Farmers Director Paul Shoker, who's expecting to have lost, as we heard there, about 10% of his crop because of the rainfall and winds this week. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today and for this week. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story or you'd like to get in contact, you can send me an email. The address is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.